This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that India's rapidly changing aspirations demand a governance model that is not only efficient but deeply citizen-centric. Underscoring the need for public service to keep pace with a rapidly transforming world, the Prime Minister highlighted that India is advancing swiftly amidst fast-changing global systems and must continuously update its governance machinery. Mr. Modi stated this in a video message yesterday while addressing the Karma Yogi Sadhan Saptah 2026. The Prime Minister highlighted that improving ease of living and quality of life should be the primary focus of governance. Turning to the critical importance of technology, the Prime Minister pointed to the deep integration of technology into government functioning over the past 11 years spanning governance, service delivery and the economy. The Parliament has passed a Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026 after Lok Sabha approved it yesterday with voice vote. Rajya Sabha has already passed the bill. The bill provides for 50% of posts in the CAPFs to be filled by deputation in the rank of Inspector General and a minimum of 67% of the posts to be filled by deputation in the rank of Additional Director General and all the posts in the ranks of Special Director General and Director General shall be filled in by deputation only. The Parliament has passed the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha approving it yesterday. The Lok Sabha had passed the bill on Wednesday. The legislation amends certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance for ease of living and doing business. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the passage of the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2026 in Parliament will give a major boost to ease of living and ease of doing business in the country. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said that the bill strengthens a trust-based framework that empowers citizens and marks the removal of outdated rules and regulations. Mr. Modi noted that it also ensures speedy disposal of cases and reduces litigation costs and burden through decriminalization. He added that the consultative approach adopted drafting the bill is noteworthy and complimented all those who contributed their insights and supported its passage in Parliament. Meanwhile, the Andhra Pradesh Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2026 has been passed in the Parliament after Rajya Sabha approved it with a voice vote yesterday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today chaired the second meeting of the informal group of ministers, IGOM, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Singh underlined the importance of round-the-clock monitoring of the situation and the need to respond in a calibrated manner to deal with any eventuality. The minister informed that the IGOM was apprised of the measures being taken by the government in the wake of the ongoing West Asia conflict. During the meeting, the seven empowered groups of secretaries briefed the IGOM on the steps being taken to tackle the situation. The Defence Ministry said that the measures will reduce cost pressures on downstream sectors including textiles, packaging and pharmaceuticals, facilitate supply stability in the country and provide requisite clarity for investors contemplating investments in India. The IGOM was informed that there have been no reports of dry out at LPG distributorships and delivery of domestic LPG cylinders continues as per the normal schedule. The IGOM was apprised that industrial requirements dependent on commercial LPG are being met and with over 80% of pre-crisis supply levels have been maintained to ensure continuity of operations. They also deliberated upon the next steps to be taken by the government to mitigate any adverse impact arising due to the ongoing conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met Russia's first deputy PM Denis Manturov in Delhi. They discussed mutually beneficial cooperation in trade, fertilizers, connectivity and people-to-people ties. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he welcomed the sustained efforts from both the sides to implement the outcomes of the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit held during President Putin's visit to India last December. In IPL, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 65 runs at Eden Gardens in Kolkata a short while ago. And that is the end of this news bulletin.